Then another very common one is stress. Stress is a person, not a condition. Migraine. Many different forms of head pain and nerve pain. Allergies. Now, I don't say all allergies are demonic, but I know a whole lot are. Let me tell you one really fascinating story. Years ago, a mother came to me with a child of about, a boy of about four. And she said, pray for my son. I said, what's the matter with him? She said, allergies. I said, what kind of allergies? She said, food allergies. I said, tell me what he's allergic to. She said, tell me what he isn't. Well, I said, if I pray for it, I'm going to deal with it as an evil spirit. Do you accept that? She said, okay. So I sat down beside this little boy and I said, now I want you to know that there's a bad spirit in you that keeps you from eating the things you really like.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Come on, church. Make the noise in this place.
Greetings. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Skylar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
I want to give my best to you. I want to do what you ask me to. I want to go to whatever you say. Say the word and I'll obey. I want to live a life that's real. I want to serve you, Lord, for real. For you deserve all this and more. So I give you more. Whoa. So I give you more. Whoa.
I want to give my best.
I want to give my best to you. I want to do what you ask me to. I want to go wherever you say. Just say the word and I'll obey. I want to live a life that's real. I want to serve you, Lord, for real. For you deserve all this and more. So I give you serve you, Lord, for real. For you deserve.
want to give my best to you. I want to do what you ask me to. I want to go wherever you say. Just say the word and I'll obey. I want to live a life that's real. I want to serve you, Lord, for real. For you deserve all this and more. So I give you more. Oh, so I give you more. More.
First of all, we thank God for deliverance into this day, this hour, and the opportunity he's given to us to give him more and to be a greater witness for him, because he has done so much for us. Brought us into 2020. And he didn't just bring us here to leave us here. He brought us that we can advance in his kingdom. I thank him for it today. To God be glory, Jesus Christ, our Savior, the Holy Spirit, our keeper, and help us to understand the mission of Christ. To all the ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ, we thank God for you today. I don't know how many preachers and ministers, outreach people, that really understand just what God would allow us to do. The authority that he has given to the church, or given to the overseer of the church, the preacher, that those that are called, sanctified, and being kept by God, I don't think we have the understanding and knowledge what God has done for us. He's done so much for us. Really, if you start trying to tell it, you can't. He's been super to us. Spared our, not just our life, and just getting us up in the morning. He did way more than that. He got your good health, your good strength. Got to understand who Jesus is. And then sometimes, the wee hours of the night, we don't even say thank you, Lord. But God is still merciful and compassionate to us. And this year, we want to say this to all of you. We just don't want to come to church and say, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. I don't even believe in that no more. I used to believe in it. I don't believe in that no more. When you come to church, just do what you got to do. Stop looking for folks to do. You just do what you got to do. If you do what you got to do, God's going to bring the church together. And when he empowers the church going to be set apart for the work of his ministry. And we wait on people too much. I guess that's my weakness. I don't believe in waiting on nobody. That is my weakness. I can't stand to be waiting on folks. That's why I try to do myself, because I don't have a spirit of waiting on. And never, you're holding me back when I wait on you. And you're holding back. I can't get all God want me to have because you're holding me back. That's wrong. Whatever you got to do, do it. I ain't got nothing to do with what God told you to do. Just do it. In this advancing year season that we got now, God has blessed us with, do what you got to do and keep your mouth closed. Go and do what you got to do. God commissioned you to do it. You ain't got to holler to me and tell me what he told you. It's going to show if you live and do what he said. It's going to show in you. But I find so oftentimes we want people to just get up and tell everybody what the Lord told me to do. That ain't their business. Just do what the Lord told you. Just do what he told you to do. Give him the praise and honor and worship him. That's all it is. He's going to bless us today. I thank God for all of you, for this church. and your support. I think Sister Mary Laura said something about we're going to Colfax next Sunday. I want to do this because the soulless have never failed us. Anytime they sent at them, they was right here. And I'm not one of them persons that you give me a nickel and I'll give you a nickel. If you've been nice to me, I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to take care of you. That's what the Lord say. See, when we jump up down in church, I'm going to pray for me real. Pray for what? You can pray. The prayer for the faithful people, they dwell as much. I don't have to be listening that you pray. Pray anyway. I pray at home for you at the church. I ain't waiting until I get to the church time I pray. Pray every day. The Bible said don't cease from praying. Always pray. God hear you just like he hear me. And nowhere in this Bible it told me I was better than you. Nowhere. Find it and let me know it. And I get on my knees in the church and apologize to you. Because I say it's not in there. God wants you to be real and stop this phonyism. And this year, I'm going to talk to you a little bit from the wisdom book this morning. The book of Proverbs. Book of Proverbs, about the 12th chapter, maybe 1 through 7. Proverbs 12, 1 through 7. And I want you to listen at this morning. We're going to talk about it a little bit. You already know more about it than I do. See, I give you credit. You know more about this than I do. But I've had a little experience that you hadn't had. I went through a jungle you ain't been through yet. So I can justify the call of Proverbs 12, 1 through 7. If you go through that jungle, you're going to have an understanding. You're going to be able to go and reach out to everybody in regard to their circumstances. You're going to reach out to them. Listen what the word of God said. I didn't write this, y'all. This wasn't written by me. Whosoever loveth instructions, loveth knowledge. That he that hateth reproof is brutish. A good man obtaineth favor of the Lord. But a man of wicked devices will he, what? Condemn. God gonna do that, not me. A man shall not be established by wickedness. But the fruit of righteousness shall not be, what? Move. A virtuous woman, a crown of a husband. But she that maketh a shame is as rottenness in his bone. The thoughts of the righteous are right, but the counsel of the wicked are deceit. The words of the wicked are to lie and wait for blood, but the mouth of the upright shall deliver them. My God, the wicked are overthrown and are not, but the house of the righteous shall stand. You may be seated. The Lord will tell me to tell you the same thing. Cleave to that which is of God. Stay with that which is of God, which is the word. You know Jesus is the word. So if you preach the word, you're preaching Jesus. If you preach of the Father, you're preaching Jesus. And his death, burial, and crucifixion. And governed by the Spirit of Christ, the Holy Spirit. He say, don't reject. Now this hard now. I'm finna hurt somebody. Not physically, but spiritually. Do you not know if I'm telling you the truth and you reject me, don't you know you rejecting Christ? Y'all didn't hear that, huh? If I'm in the word, reading the word, saying what the word say, and you reject me, you rejecting Christ. Not in the word, you're not rejecting me. But if I'm in the word, you reject it, and you reject me, you're rejecting the Lord Jesus. That's tough. No, I mean, we don't hear stuff like that, but that's God's gospel. That's the word. And we got to understand that. Whosoever loves instruction, how do you want me? You want me to listen that you don't want to hear me? What's wrong with you? I want to tell you all this, that, and other, but you don't want to listen at me. But then when you get up, you want me to listen at you. Look what the word said. I didn't write there. Whosoever loves instruction, love is what? Don't you know the more you listen, I can sit down all day, listen to preachers all day. I ain't got no criticism of no preacher. I'm getting educated by them preachers. Do you not realize that if they make a mistake, I'm growing from their mistake? If they're in the word, I'm growing in knowledge? If I had something crossed up and didn't say it 100% right, when I hear the preacher preach, he helping me out. I say 2020, we don't need to go and judge people. We don't need to be in the church trying to depict things, what the scriptures say. Just leave it as God said. Do you know when you delete the source of the power of God, don't you know you throwing Jesus in the sideline? And he's the mainstream? Oh, y'all don't believe he's the main one? Why are you here if he's not the main one? Why you got salvation if he's not the main one? How you got up this morning, he's not the main one? Come on now. His way, he's the word. Now look what he say. But he that hates reproof is brutish. I need to reprove an act of expression of reproving. That's all it is. You hate me to straighten you out, something wrong with you. If you can't stand me to straighten you out, something wrong with you. You ain't got it. Can I tell the truth? You ain't got it. Because if you got it, you're going to be with me. Even if I'm a little leaning right, you're still with me. You're just going to grab me by my arm and pull me over a little bit. That's it. No talk. That's why the church is weak today. Because we won't agree in one. Because if we ever agreed, St. John 14:13-14 said if we ask anything in his name, he's going to do it. But we got to agree. We're seeing everybody get up here and preach up here. I sit down, sitting down. I'm listening to what they say. I'm growing from them. They got some wisdom that I need, and I'm going to grow from the wisdom they got. And when I get up and say something, they add it to what I had to say. I got a little more now than I had yesterday because I listened to somebody else. How can I not listen at you and then I'm going to grow? I can't. The Apostle Paul say, Paul planted Apollos water, but what? God the one grow it, God give the increase. If the church don't hear me, I'm going back, way back. God told Noah to build a boat. He built a boat and people's laughing at him. I could hear it. I ain't going to say what we'll say, though. I ain't going to say that part. But he crazy. The sun shining like that and he building a boat. It ain't never rained on earth before. And he building a boat. When the boat was built, he told Noah, watch this, tell him to come. Nobody will come because they want to do their thing. So what happened, the only ones that got on the boat were Noah and his family. Because the other folks didn't want to hear what thus said the Lord. This is the same word today. God is saying the same thing today. The Bible say a brutish person acting like an animal, lack of showing divine intelligence, always showing a lack of reasoning. You can't tell you nothing. You know everything. God help us. That's wrong. Who am I to go around here acting like I got it all? We need each other. The knowledge you got gonna help me. And the little I got, if I share it with you like the Bible say, gonna help you. But if I just put all this knowledge in me to stay around and show out and show you how smart I am, I'm a perish, blow up, a bomb gonna blow up in me, kill me. And I profit nothing. But what God give me, I'm supposed to give the church. You're supposed to give witness and give the church. Whatever God give you, give it to the church. He said, talk about this knowledge, you love knowledge. Okay, knowledge, the truth or facts of life that a person acquires either through experience or thought. The greatest truth that a person possesses is of God, the truth of God. The truth of God, the greatest thing that you can have in this life. Know Jesus. Know and understand Jesus. Know how to get along with you. I can get along. I don't know what kind of person you are, and you ain't got no problem with me. I don't care how tall you are. No problem with me. How short you are. No problem with me. How great you are. No problem with me. So if you great, I'm going to try to get great also. So I can come up in compliance to where you are, and when we agree in one together, we're going to accomplish the world. But we got to get together. We got to be together with God. Look what the Bible says. So a good man obtained his favor of the Lord. My God, my good man. Okay, somebody say, you ain't good. Well, I'm going to tell you this. Jesus told Peter, Peter, that which I clean, call not common or unclean. See, now you'll get on me and think you somebody special. I ain't nobody getting on me. And Jesus said, don't fool with me. Jesus, don't fool with me. I done fixed the boy up. Don't fool with him. But we'll stand back in the corner and find faults in everybody. It shouldn't be a fault in no church on this earth. Everything in the church ought to be jubilant. Hallelujah. Praising of God in the house of God. This shall never should be a negative thought in God's house. Everything in the house. You know, we criticize the young people. Come on. And they criticize because they're wearing low pants. But what you doing? What you doing? You talking about Sister Sue? So what's the difference? Sin is sin. You want to talk back to elderly people. I never believed in that in my life. I wouldn't have no tail, no nothing, if I had talked back to elderly people, grown folks. But that's where we are today. And we got to make a change in our life. See, a good man, and God made me good. I couldn't do nothing myself. God made me good, and I am good. Regardless of what you say or think, I'm good, and the word proved me good because he didn't change me. He decorated me. He gave me a favor with him. I don't wish nobody nothing. The Lord promotes me. He going to forever promote me. As long as I stay in the will of God, have a sound mind and meek spirit, God going to promote me. You never see Lionel Smith speaking negative of himself and nobody else. I don't believe in that. That ain't the will of God. We need to be, everybody in this building need to be jubilant all the time, happy and resourceful, happy all the time, praising one another, lifting one another up. That's what God wants from us. Never say anything negative. Why God done delivered us out the Red Sea? Why are you getting back in there? That don't make no sense. He took me through the Red Sea, and now I want to go jump back in it. Oh, it ain't going to hurt. I'm just taking a little swim. You're going to drown. See, a good man obtained a favor with the Lord, but a man of wicked devices will he condemn. Good God Almighty. Don't nobody in the church, they used to do this in the Old Testament. Don't nobody in the church plot on people and set them up. They don't do that no more. Deacon, y'all hear me, don't you? People don't plot and set folks up in the church. They don't find run behind people trying to get something on them. Not the church. They used to do that. They don't do that no more, right? I can't hear no way in. All I can see in the church is good. And if you're not at the top of the line, my job as a pastor of this church is to go get wherever you are, go low as you are, and bring you up with me. And I shouldn't be satisfied till you get to the same level I am. But I see the church now. If I have a little knowledge and you don't know what I know, I don't fool with you. And the church Jesus sent the church out in the world. Now, see, we so messed up in the mind. I don't know. I don't understand. Jesus sent, called people, sanctified, and kept them, set them apart for the work of the ministry. And he sent us. He didn't send us to church. Could y'all hear me? Christ didn't send us to church. He sent us out into the world, into the wilderness to go compel people to come to Christ. And when you come, he say, train them. All church folks want to do night. If you're in church, you got to do like I do. You ain't doing nothing. But talking. Everybody here can talk what the Bible say, but we used to sing, so Lord, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. We making it shine now. We making it shine. It ain't shining on its own. When a light shines on, well, you just walk, it's going to glow. When I get close to you, it's going to blind you. You have to turn your head. The light going to be so strong on you. We done lost that identity, y'all. People used to say, we used to shoot marbles, Bro Willie. Shoot marble, the preacher start coming down the street. We hide our marble till the preacher get by. Respect the people of God. I used to be in the park and them boys be using profanity. Y'all know what that is, huh? And I would argue that mean cuss. I said, man, cut all that. Don't you see them grown folks? Okay, Ray. Simple as that. That's our light supposed to be shining. People respect you, and you tell them something, they going to just go and do it. No questions asked. We ain't there no more. We want to start a fight over. We want to start campaigning over it. Say, a man should be established. Ooh, Lord Jesus. Good God Almighty. By what? A man should not be established by what? Lord have mercy. Sometimes people come to you and use undercurrents and deceive you, make people believe they this and they ain't nothing. To get where you are or to take what you got. Y'all didn't hear that. So they can advance, but further down the scripture, they go to see the Bible tell the truth all the time. Their scheme. Do you know people used to scheme in the church? You know, this is a New Testament now. They don't do that no more, right? Nobody scheme in the church no more. I lost some hearing. We don't scheme in the church no more, right? We don't go in the church and say, you know, Sister Jones ain't no good. And everybody in the church watches Sister Jones. See, if she do wrong, you can't holler see Sister Joan for the altar in you. Why is that? And this has been a house called by God, saved by Jesus Christ through his precious blood, huh? Anointed us and sent us out into the world to bring people in the church. And every time I see a fault, she ain't no good. He ain't no good. Who you think he is? That ain't even in the presence of God. God don't even hear that. He said, don't be established by wickedness. See, you can use trickery and get up. I worked on a job. I had a position of training people on the job. I trained them. That's what I was, a trainer. I trained people. And one day a job came up, a big job, paying $100,000+ a year. And they came to me and told me, say, preacher, I want you to train this guy here. I said, I train in my job so I can get that job. No, we want you to stay here training. You're a good trainer. You ain't going to slick me. What's wrong with you? You want him to make more money than me. I want to make more money than him, huh? I want the $100,000 job. I'm going to train you to do the $60,000 job. Now, that's good sense. You ain't got to have the Holy Ghost to see this. That's just common sense. But, oh, you so good man. You're a good man. Who you fooling? We can't make it without you. You've been making it. I'm the pastor of New Scott Baptist Church. If this church has something happened to me and this church can't keep going on, it ain't no church. Because the church gonna stand on its own. Because Jesus built the church, and whatever he built can't be destroyed. I heard him this morning talking about the tabernacle, the body of Christ. It is not the brick building and mortar and all that. It's the Christ that lives inside of you. It's your spirit, how you dwell with people, how you enrich yourself in the midst of all people. That's where the church is at. It's how you treat your neighbor, how you love your neighbor, how you love your enemy, how you get along with people. That's the church. Jesus died to bring us together. And here we showing racism now. I ain't just talking about black, white. We got people in the church don't want to fool with other folks. When I was coming up, the light-skinned dude got all the girls. Oh, you ain't want me to say that, but God know I'm telling the truth. We got leftovers. A man shall not be established by wickedness. Trick shall not force craft. We don't know nothing about that. But we're close to the capital of the world, New Orleans, Louisiana. It's the capital of the world, witchcraft, sorcery, hoodoo, she do, ha do. But the root of righteousness shall not be moved. When you anchor in Christ Jesus, I hate to talk like this to you, but I'm a living witness that God made me a living witness. When you anchor in Jesus, when you stay with the word of God, when you don't let nobody pull you out the word of God, and everything said to you proved by the word of God, look, you already saved, and can't nobody change your mind. If every little doctrine coming here, somebody coming here preaching all kind of doctrine and stuff to you, and got your eyes open, your mouth open, your eyes open, and you receiving that junk to them, you're going to be utterly destroyed. But I can sit under anybody and listen to whatever they say because I'm anchored in Christ Jesus, and they cannot move me. But it took a while for me to get there. I didn't get there with the pop of the finger. I had to endure something. I had to go through something in order to be proved or reproved by God. I had to go through some stuff. I had to be talked about, lied on, scandalized, but I had to stand. Because there was a time in my life, you told me my eyes were black. Boom! God had to get that out of me. Because he want me to lead, not knock out. He want me to lead people. Not kill them, not destroy. Don't run folks from the church. Oh, yeah, by the way, us Christians, sometimes we don't know how to talk to people. And they say, you know what, I ain't going to that church no more. Them people don't know how to handle you. Don't know how to use you. Don't know how to talk to you. They talk silly to you. Well, some of them do that. I'm not going to take up for you. I don't care who you are. I'm going to tell you like it is. Some people is in the church like that. And they think they're doing God a service. And sending themselves to hell. Now, all these women, look up now. The Bible says a virtuous woman is the crown of her husband. Good God Almighty. But she that makes a shame is rotten in his bone. Virtuous woman, a good woman, proud woman, not proud of self. She mature, possessed Christian principles. She walk in the light daily as Christ is in the light. She understands things. She get together with her husband. If she ain't got no husband, she get along with other people. She got people she can go to, and they can sit down and talk and do things that's of God. And their character is from God, from heaven above. They don't have no problem. See, it's a lot of folks in the church you can't talk to. Y'all didn't know that. I'm just bringing some things up to y'all. A lot of folks, I don't care what you say, they can't stand you. Because they got all the hooks. You ain't got no hooks. They got all the hooks. Did y'all know in the church there are people in the church? I'm trying to clean it up now. If you're guilty, you'll stop doing it. Do you know there's people in the church that you can't talk to? Y'all didn't know that? Do you know it's got people in the church that will lie? And they know the scripture say a liar won't even tear in his sight? Do you know there's people in the church that hate one another? Yeah, I'm bringing it to y'all mind, so if y'all see somebody you know, just touch them on the shoulder and say, look, stop lying. Love thy neighbor as thyself. Just smooth, smooth. And don't wait on no talk back, because they're going to always find an excuse why they did that. Don't wait on that. Just walk in the name of Jesus Christ. I can get along with you. I don't care what you say to me. If I let you change my mind or my attitude the way I am now, I'm not born of God. Say what you want to me. You ain't bothering me. Because you ain't going to have to face me. You're going to have to face somebody called J-E-S-U-S, Jesus. Jesus told me to love my enemy, though that despite the human say all evil against me. He said, love them, Lionel. Do good things for them. And this is what they're going to do. Well, he rebel fool. That's all right. I made it this far being a fool. For God. Not for you, but for God. And that's what he wants. What a kindness and compassionate in the church. Y'all help me out, please. What a kindness and compassion in the church is. The choir president. You tell them to do something? They're going to ask, give a suggestion. Where'd that come from? Where'd that come from? That ain't in the Bible. The usher president tell you we're going to do this? I don't think we need to. Where'd that come from? That's the devil. You're supposed to, if it ain't sin, agree with it. And watch God move. Y'all hear? Time. All that got to come to the same mind, same word. Watch this. If you think I'm lying, judge me, put me out of the church today. Look, God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, all of them say the same word. And when John prayed in the 17th chapter, John, he said, I'm praying for the Lord, Father, I'm going to be just like Christ. The same thing we got in us. I want it in them. I want them just like us. And he's saying the same thing to us today. We got to be like the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. We got to be one. Then when we start asking God something, he do it for us. But what didn't happen? We got too many opinions in the church. Too many ideas in the church. We supposed to be governed. I'm sure y'all get mad. I don't care. See this right here? This is what we live by right here. I told you, if you reject this, I'm just saying what this said. If you reject this, what I'm saying to you, you're rejecting Christ. Because you got a book in your hand, see what I'm saying. And when you reject that, you're rejecting Jesus. Now, that's just the ones that save. If you ain't saved, you ain't rejecting me. That's sweet, ain't it? That's sweet. If I'm in the apple pie, and I'm telling you how to cook apple pie, and I don't know how to cook it myself, I'm out of line with God. We can talk over people's heads when we ain't been fixed. And we think it earthly, carnal, fleshly. We can talk anything. But when you've been fixed badly, and you've been through some struggle, you've been surprised and tribulation, you've been hungry a few days, huh? You couple prophets few days away, and you had to depend on somebody to help you. You can understand now. God help us. The Bible says a man finds a woman, wife, he finds what? All right, Dudley. All right. Good thing the Bible said. I'm talking about what the book says. I'm talking about what the book says. Don't come to my rib, say the thing what the book say. Say you find it's a good thing. Treat them right. Do good for them. Make them shine. Dress them up every day. Listen to me good. Even if she don't want you, somebody else want her, she look good. Y'all don't hear that. I see a woman told me one time, Reb, I can't dress up. I said, girl, put on some stuff. Ain't my husband jealous? Let him be jealous. Put something good on his strut. Make him more jealous. But Reb, he'll put me out of the house. Don't worry about that. He'll be glad to get you back. God help us. She'll never make you ashamed. We're talking about the book now. The book says she ain't gonna make you ashamed because she's walking in the will of God. And God don't tell no man no foolishness. Foolishness comes from us when we're in the flesh. But when you're in the spirit, you speak righteous things. It's the next verse, I believe. All righteous things. I see the church, I see the preachers start preaching. They heard me do it. Start preaching now. Don't you know ain't nobody in this church got no business with their head dropped down? If I can't do it, give me your hand. If I can't come play with you like that in the church, I ain't saved. I ain't giving God no glory. He said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. It's not fake. It's not fake. You got to be real. So when it's real, good plants, good fruits going to come from it. But if it ain't real, destruction going to come. Destruction coming. The people are going to be running out of church like flies. Because you know what? The pastor's being stupid. He ain't teaching them like God say teach them. He teaching the way he want to teach them. He want to reprimand somebody instead of taking people and train them the way they should go. According to the Bible, Ephesians 6, we the children of God. We got to do walk in God, walk with God, walk in God, walk through God. Watch this. But she that make it a shame. She make him shame. He hurting. It's a bad thing somebody to come to you and say, your wife ain't no good. She low down. She's ignorant. She's stupid. If I get a chance, I'm going to bust her head. That hurt you. And you love that woman and they talking crazy to you like that? You looking at it in the book? See, what we do, I ain't going to tell you nothing to make you feel good. I'm going to tell you something to make you good. And if it ain't in the book, I ain't going to fool with it. I'm not fooling with it. If not in this book, I done learned now. I ain't going to fool with it. Because all it do is bring condemnation in me. If I'm up here teaching something that ain't in the book, I'm condemned already according to the word of God. The thoughts of the righteous are what? Watch this. I'm going to stop there for a second. The thought of the righteous is right. If you of God, born of God, you're going to say things that's positive all the time. You'll never be negative minded. Negative minded come from Satan. Come from the devil. The devil, the only thing on this earth you've ever been negative. Christians not negative. If a brother be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering yourself also. Why you raising hell with me and you've been a sinner too? Talk to me. So you don't, in here, you'll never hear me talking evil of people. I'm your pastor. I have to stand in the word. I got to stay in the will of God. I got to teach you the thing going to get you to heaven, not keep you from heaven. I ain't worried about that stuff going to keep me from heaven. I'm trying to give you some stuff going to get you to heaven. Because if you ever accept Christ as Lord and Savior, he's going to break the yoke of sin and death, and you're going to be on your way. But then Paul said, be steadfast. That means no change. Don't let the world change you. Don't let all these ignorances and stuff come upon your life. Stand strong in the Lord and the power of what? Of his might. Thoughts of the righteous are always right. Listen to the good. But the counsel of the wicked is deceit. Good God Almighty. You're already condemned when you speak evil and negative of people. Brother, if people talk about you, walk off and laugh at them. You'll get God glory like that. You're going to get God glory. Walk off, don't talk about it. Don't talk to them because they're ignorant already. And they're going to get you ignorant. Walk off from them. They ain't got good sense. I'm telling it like it is. If I stand up and everybody talk evil of me, I stay in jail. But I have learned to overcome evil with good. I have learned to overcome evil with good. And who's good? Jesus. I heard Jesus says, none good but the Father, which is in heaven. So I love Jesus. I love God. I love the Holy Spirit. So it makes me good. It transformed me into the likeness of Christ Jesus by me accepting and confessing Christ Jesus as Lord and Savior. Listen at this. The words of the wicked to lie and wait for what? The blood. Good God, I didn't know that. Listen at what it say. The words of wicked are to lie and wait for blood. Ambush you. Ambush you. Cut you down. Make you look bad. Make people think you ignorant. They want to ambush you. They want to get hold to you. They don't want you to stand tall in the power and the might of God. Look at Saul before he got converted. He knew the law to the T. But when he met the righteous of righteous, he fell to the ground. He couldn't face God. What did God tell Moses? Moses said, man, I got to see somebody to do everything I asked him. He do it for me. I got to see and see you. I want to see God. Let me see you. He said, you can't look on me. You can't see me and live, son. But, Lord, I just want to see you. He said, go in the cliff of the mountain, son. Now, God must have a long arm, man. Go in the cliff of the mountain. And when you pass by, man, I'm going to put my hands over your eyes. And then you can look on the hinder part of me. Look back on me. You ain't going to never look on my face. I'm too powerful for you. Don't you know we got the same God today? We got the same God this day. But look, but let me let you in on a trick now. Let me let you in on some powerful stuff. You can look on him now. Know what? He's the Word. What the Bible said in the beginning was what? The Word was what? With God. And the Word what? Was God. How are you not looking on him? It's a new covenant that he's made with you. You can look on him when you look at the Word. If he's the Word, you're looking on him. You got to watch these oxygen people teaching. And just stay with the Word, line by line, precept by precept. You can't err. You got to walk in it by faith. And God going to deliver you. He say, wait for your blood. They want to distort you. They want to destroy you. The world want to get you down. Know why? Because you're growing over them. And the world don't understand how somebody talked about you and you prayed for them. The world don't understand that. The world don't understand that when the enemy, even your enemy was against you, you took some food for him. Him and his spirit. They don't understand that. That's the world. Jesus told us the poor going to be with you always. Feed them. But what we do? Shove them to the side. They ain't worth coming to the church. Sometimes radicals come in the church. We want to go there and muzzle them out. Let them holler. Maybe the Holy Ghost jump on there, showing up, holler then. Just think about what I'm saying. Let them holler. They can't hurt me. They can't hurt you. They can't hurt us. All we can do when we see them radicals come to Jesus, just shout for joy. Shout for joy. That's what God wants. We're going to be teaching in a minute. But you got to hear this. You ain't going to get it in many other places. Listen at this. Listen at this. But the mouth of the upright shall what? When there are no good people around you, don't criticize them. Show the light in your life that's come from heaven, and you're going to bring them to open shame, and they're going to repent from their ignorance and turn to the Lord Jesus without me calling their name.
That's the power of the word. It's going to convict you and condemn you. I don't need to tell you you ain't no good. You already know who you are. And then I might be done lied on you when I say you ain't good, and God done made you good. And he told Peter, don't you do that. But we want joy for ourselves. But I lay hand on the sick, and they recover. Hear me, look, when I ain't really fixed, I laid hand, God used me to do that. Here I go running in the street. I laid hand on, she recovered. I laid hand. Wouldn't it be easy to say that the Lord used me, seen sufficiency in me to just use me for a moment and bless you? That's the best.